Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning life coach and mentor, 2 times best-selling author, law of attraction YouTuber, speaker, and badass entrepreneur. My mission is to awaken and inspire women to turn their dream life into an abundant reality and to help them create their positively wealthy life full of abundance, happiness, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my podcast episodes today. I'm so, so excited to have you all here today and bringing a fresh new topic to the podcast table. So today we are going to be talking all about how to really express and embody your confidence. So how you can really, you know, bring out that inner queenness, that inner confidence. Because this is a conversation that I've been having with so many people recently in terms of feeling confident and feeling empowered, but also relating to self-worth as well. I feel like I've had this conversation so much with my clients. It seems to be a reoccurring theme of DMs in my inbox as well. So I'm like, there's a theme going on here. So I thought I'd bring it to the podcast today. And I also wanted to share with you a really exciting masterclass that is coming up soon, inspired by these conversations I've been having recently. And it's something I really feel passionate about doing a masterclass on as well, because it's something we haven't actually covered before, confidence. So the masterclass is called Stepping Into Your True Abundant Power, and it's on the 17th of November, 2021, 7 p.m. GMT. And I'll put a link to all the information in the show notes. And obviously you can find all the information on my website under courses and events. So this masterclass is a 90-minute masterclass designed to help you step into your true queen power and embody confidence, amazing self-worth, and to manifest from that embodied confident self. So, you know, really owning your abundant power and manifesting from that empowered space, not from a space of maybe where you don't feel confident within yourself or even confident maybe in your beliefs, for example. So we're going to be working on confidence and self-worth and abundance in that masterclass. And I'm so excited for what we're going to be covering and everything that's included within that. And it's a super, super affordable masterclass as well. It's £33. You get to keep the masterclass. I'll send you a replay afterwards, so it's live and you'll get a replay link so you can watch it and enjoy it afterwards as well at your own leisure. So I really hope you guys are gonna love this. It's gonna resonate with you and it's gonna feel like a hell yes, because so many of you have messaged me saying that you want content like this. So I'm so, so excited after how well my last masterclass did to bring this to you as well. So there's 30 spaces. We've sold a couple already since launching this week. So do make sure to sign up to avoid disappointment, obviously, and to make sure that you've got your spot secured and you're joining us. But how exciting. Anyway, enough of that. So let's talk about confidence and let's talk about how you can embody that and give you some tips and tools today to start implementing even before hopefully you come to the masterclass. So really, you know, a lot of people say to me, Emma, you're just so confident in everything you do, like your confidence just like radiates out. And it's so funny because I'm like, what are you on about? But I mean, I admit I've always had confidence, definitely, especially like speaking on a stage, going on the press, national TV. Surprisingly, those things have never fazed me. And surprisingly, being live on This Morning each and every month a couple of years ago was so less scary than standing on stages, even though you're like viewed by millions of people because there's only like Holly and Phil and a few people in the studio. It's such a different environment to when you have like 4,000 people sit in front of you. So like my confidence journey for me, I used to be really shy as a child, if you can believe it. I used to never speak. My parents and my family were like, come on, Emma, speak, say something. And I just wouldn't say anything. I was just so shy, so nervous. And yeah, like I just didn't like talking to people, which is very ironic when you look at what I do now for a living. So my parents enrolled me into Stagecoach, which was like a performing arts kind of school here in the UK. And I would go every week and do performing arts, so like singing, dancing and acting. And I really feel this did help because it put me out on stages, it pushed me out of my comfort zone. I loved doing all three of them and still love doing all three of them now, dancing, singing and acting. So it was really, really good for me to make friends, to socialize and also to, you know, face my fears. So I definitely think for me, my quietness was more, I felt like I had to be a certain child, you know, like I feel a lot of us can probably relate to this where actually it wasn't that I didn't want to talk, it's just I had nothing to add to that conversation really. As I got older, you know, and I sort of found my kind of like soul tribe as such, like maybe throughout school, like my school friends, and you know, like I kind of was able to express my kind of weirdness, as I call it, and my kind of like, you know, authentic self at that point. I felt comfortable enough to then, you know, be myself in front of my friends, definitely. So I think it definitely improved with age naturally, as well as I was able to find my kind of like people as such who were just as weird and wonderful as me. And then, you know, going into my kind of working career, working life from 18 plus, like definitely that natural confidence was there. And I think I was I believe it was because I was massively in my masculine energy at that point. And, you know, I still naturally sit more in my masculine energy in a balanced way. But at that point, it definitely was imbalanced and I was definitely suppressing my feminine. So definitely my confidence stemmed from an imbalanced masculine point of view. So it was, and like I'm Aries rising as well. So Virgo sun sign, Aries rising. So that kind of fire energy, that passion has always been there. So when I had my first business, Extreme Couponing and Deals UK, and I was known as Coupon Queen, obviously I was just thrust into the limelight. There was no plan of that. Like when I started that Facebook page 9 years ago now, gosh, 9 years, you know, I just thought, right, this is just to help people. I never, ever, ever thought I was going to become a presenter on This Morning. I never thought that I would have a Facebook page where I'll be posting videos and, you know, being on YouTube and putting myself out there. And, you know, like a lot of my clients say to me, they're like, you know, I really want to start YouTube. I really want to do this, but I'm petrified of posting myself. I'm petrified of putting myself out there, or I'm scared, or what was if it's rubbish. And, you know, that sometimes there are limiting beliefs under that, that absolutely you can work on and, you know, release. And we do that, absolutely. But most of the time, it comes down to more of the fear of the unknown and more of just the case of like, I've never done this before. And we all have that. Like, oh my God, I still have that now with things I've never done before. I'm like, oh God, I feel really nervous. Like, what's going on? And actually, you know, the talks I did recently were the first talks that I'd done since obviously COVID had come in. And I was really nervous. And I was like, you never get nervous, Emma. What are you on about? And I think it was just because so much time had passed and I was like, oh God, I've got to be in front of a group of people again. I got to like, you know, make sure I'm smiling. I mean, I smile always, guys, but you know what I mean? Like you feel like, right, oh my God, I've got to do this now. So I was like just naturally nervous because I hadn't done it for so long. So even in that instance, you know, we never go through life fully like, I'm confident, I've got this. You know, you can say the affirmations, absolutely. But most of the time, if people were being truly, truly honest, they're like, yeah, I know I can do this, but actually, and it's okay to, you know, witness that. And for some people, they may be petrified of it, and it's okay to witness that as well. You know, the best thing to do in those situations is to do it until you're not scared anymore. Face that fear until you are not scared anymore. And that is the truth of exposure therapy. That is the truth of how I have overcome every single fear or even just nervousness of doing something, is by doing it and then doing it again and doing it again until I feel, you know, comfortable or feel confident with it. And especially with video content, especially with putting yourself out there online, you can't do it any other way than doing it, you know. And I always say to people, you know, if your first YouTube video is rubbish, you can edit it. That's the power of editing. If you don't like it, delete it and film it again. You know, it's experience that molds us into having that confidence and, you know, feeling like, yeah, I've got this. I know what I'm doing. But you only get to that point by doing it, right? So first of all, obviously, like, things like that are really great to remember, of like, everybody is scared, everybody is nervous doing things. And actually, by just honoring yourself and doing those things, you know, you will get to a point where it feels easier and it doesn't feel so cringy or gut-wrenching or like, nails down a chalkboard. You know, and still now, when people load up my YouTube videos, I'm like, don't you dare. Like, I do not want to see them. Not because I'm not proud of them, but especially the ones from my couponing days or even like 4 or 5 years ago when I started my kind of spiritual videos on YouTube. Like, oh no. And I think we're all like that, you know, like we all just think, oh God, what was I doing? I thought I knew it all and I knew nothing at that point, and I still probably don't know everything now. So I think we all kind of like have those moments, and it's just human to have those moments. And I think, you know, if we can just laugh at ourselves and be like, you know what? I'm proud of myself. I did this, but blooming heck. Do you know what I mean? You should be able to laugh at yourself. And I think that's a really healthy thing to do with self-love, self-confidence. And, you know, being your authentic self is being able to laugh at yourself and be like, you know what? I showed up though. I tried. I showed up. And you know what? I'm gonna ace this. I'm gonna refilm it. I'm gonna edit it. And, you know, or I know what to improve for next time. So I think being able to laugh at yourself, you know, obviously, not just in general, but, you know, if it's worth laughing at yourself, is always important to not just take things seriously, but just to, yeah, like, you know, be more lighthearted with how we show up, because that fun, joyful energy creates abundance anyway. So for me, I have no issue with laughing at myself because I'm like, do you know what? I still kick ass. I'm still awesome, but I can still laugh at myself sometimes. So really the 3 steps to, and I wrote a blog post on this recently as well, if you want a little bit of a text post to have a read of and some, well, it's basically what I'm going to share in this podcast, but in text form. So really, you know, the first step to embracing and embodying that confidence and self-worth is being your authentic self. And, you know, it may sound simple of be your authentic self. And, you know, so many of us are like, well, I am my authentic self. But actually, it's expressing your authentic self. You may know your authentic self, but do you express your authentic self? We live in a world where we're so scared to still show up as our true selves out of fear of judgment, persecution, whatever the thing is. But actually, when we truly allow ourselves and honor our truth and energy and allow ourselves to step forward as our authentic self and express that in your personal life, your work life, whatever it is, you know, even being a parent, for example, you allow yourself to experience more joy. You allow yourself to really shine and really take your power back. Because when you're coming from that empowered space of authenticity, you are that magnetic vibration for abundance, because you are honoring your true authentic self. And, you know, now more than ever, so many people are embracing their true authentic selves and shining this. And it's amazing to see. And I think, you know, even if you have maybe some like different quirks, or maybe even, you know, I think in the spiritual sphere as well, it can sometimes feel like maybe judged upon or frowned upon to be a really spiritual person, but actually, I don't know, like love playing video games, or be really spiritual and love designer handbags, or be really spiritual and I'm just trying to think of the most random examples, which are like polar opposites. I don't know, like run marathons or something. I think what I'm trying to say here is that it's perfectly okay for you to have so many polarity interests or be a kind of like multidimensional being who has so many different interests. And for me, you know, I obviously am spiritual, judging by the name of the podcast and what I do. Of course I'm spiritual, but actually I really love dogs. I really love dancing. I love examples music, which is obviously house and garage and EDM music, which is very different to calming and relaxing meditation music. You know, like I have so many different aspects to my personality and who I am. It's embracing all of those aspects of yourself and being like, it's cool. I'm allowed to be all these things at once. I'm allowed to, you know, a really good example of this is obviously my spiritual brands, you see. And I'm like, well, actually, I want to create an Instagram account for my home and hopefully my future home soon. And I'm going to talk about interior design on there because I really love interior design. And I really love talking about how to use interior design. And I've done a podcast on this recently as well. I love talking about interior design, like creating your spiritual home and decor. So yeah, I am going to combine all three. And yeah, I am going to create a separate Instagram account. And yeah, that is going to be another facet to what I do. And nobody's going to stop me doing that. So it's really about embracing all those aspects of yourself and being like, do you know what? It's cool to be a multidimensional being and love all these different things at once, at the same time. It's all cool. So really, you know, giving yourself permission. It's like giving yourself that permission slip. So if you need a permission slip to be able to express your true authentic self, here it is, queen. Take it, fill it out, and give yourself permission. Because we hide ourselves because of the fear of judgment. We hide ourselves because of the fear of persecution. We hide whatever quirky or weird or whatever we want to call it things because we've been taught that it is weird or it is quirky or like even those words, it's like, well, actually, most of these things are probably just normal, but people are, you know, a certain type of person is saying or categorizing or boxing, whatever it is. So again, like whatever your interests are, your likes, your dislikes, whatever, like it's fully embracing them and being like, do you know what? Life is too short. Like who cares if someone judges me for that? Because they're only judging themselves, remember. Anybody who is in their power and anybody who is living their true authentic self is never, ever going to judge somebody for expressing their true self. Anybody who does judge you is simply judging themselves and is simply feeling either jealous or feeling like, damn, like that person is able to express their true self. Wow, like, God, that feels really threatening to me and I don't like that because it makes me feel uncomfortable and it makes me feel like I should be doing that and I'm not doing that. So really look at what judgment is. Look at what persecution or judgment is. And when you can realize that nothing's ever personal to you, someone's response or judgment or critiques or whatever, you realize that actually life is too damn short. So you might as well just be your true authentic self because do you know what? You've gone throughout your whole entire life probably suppressing that. And where has it got you? Has it got you feeling fulfilled? Has it got you feeling amazing and your true authentic queen self? No, because you probably only express that with yourself. So giving yourself permission and expressing that into all areas of your life is empowering. It is self-worth. It is building a beautiful, healthy relationship with yourself where you honor everything. You honor what you need. You honor what your body needs. You honor your emotions. You honor everything and you allow yourself to express and shine brightly. And if someone can't handle your shine, they need to get sunglasses. Simple. You don't need to dim yourself because someone can't be bothered to put sunglasses on. Not your problem. So, you know, a mantra, which I've repeated on this podcast a lot, which I love is I reclaim my power. I take my power back. So.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I love saying these mantras frequently because we can give our power away so easily throughout life, whether it's intentional or not intentional. And, you know, we give our power away every single day. So simple mantras like, I reclaim my power, I recall all the lost pieces of myself, I take back my power, is such an amazing mantra to say. So please, please, please do work with them as often as possible. And remind yourself that today you can take your power back. And actually, there is a lot in your control and you do deserve to feel empowered, amazing, badass, like a spiritual queen, and worthy because you are. So the main chakras that relate to this, which I find time and time again when I'm working with myself and clients, that are affected by self-worth, confidence, is the solar plexus and the sacral chakra. These are the two areas that normally go hand in hand together. So your solar plexus chakra is located at the top of your stomach. It's a beautiful golden yellow energy. And your sacral chakra is based at the bottom of your stomach, so kind of like your womb space. And this is a beautiful orangey, ready kind of vibe. And these two chakras go out of balance really easily when we're talking about confidence and self-worth. So I always suggest working with both because both do help and they both support one another really well in terms of bringing that empowered confidence in and embodying it through that self-worth. Because it's great to have confidence, but you've also got to have the self-worth to, you know, act from an aligned space, have that confidence coming from that balanced feminine place, not that overactive masculine place of like, ah, I'm so confident. You want it to come from like that balanced feminine as well. So these chakras are really great to work with. You can do some balancing meditations online to do those, like to work with those. You could also work with crystals as well to help. So you could put the crystals on those spaces. You could hold the crystals and meditate with them. You could just even wear the crystals. I like to wear crystal bracelets personally because it helps me to just, you know, have them on me at all times, and it really helps balance them on an everyday basis. So citrine's a great one for the solar plexus because anything that's similar to color of that chakra is great. So citrine's great to use for the solar plexus, and carnelian is great to use for the sacral chakra. But again, have a little look online. There are loads of great infographics on what crystals are for each chakra. So again, there are more which aren't necessarily just the color, but the color is key as well. So expressing your authentic self takes radical honesty. It takes you being honest with yourself about who you are and how you want to communicate or show up in the world. Now, I know we've touched upon this slightly already, but expressing yourself is the key to that permission slip. It is the key to really unapologetically express your true authentic self, whether you know, whether anybody judges that or not. Now, again, there could be some limiting beliefs and fears underneath being able to do that, which stops you from doing that because maybe you've been shamed for it. Maybe someone has judged you and you feel shame or whatever the emotion is. Like, tune into the emotion that you feel, like really tune into it and identify what the feeling or emotion is, because it will be different for everybody. And I think it's about really looking at ourselves through the eyes of compassion, because we so often judge our freaking selves. Like, you know, forget the outside world judging us. We can be our toughest critics sometimes. And looking at yourself through the eyes of compassion is important because we are human. Our inner child is human. And, you know, our inner child is judging us and judging everything. And that's what that ego and inner critic is. But when we can view ourselves through the eyes of compassion, you're able to realize, you know what, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay if that first YouTube video looks freaking god awful because I've tried and actually I still did really well. So yes, laugh at yourself, but also compliment yourself as well, you know. And it's looking at yourself through those gentle eyes, the eyes of compassion, and realize, you know, you can tweak, you can learn for next time. And that goes for any area of your life, not just filming videos. But you know, experience comes from walking the path. So through trial and error, you're going to learn, you're going to grow, you're going to blossom into that really confident, empowered queen through experience, but also through the other aspects I'm sharing in this podcast. So remind yourself that people do feel like this. Like, I have to remind myself sometimes of like, no, you're a badass spiritual queen, Emma. You've got this. Like, you know, we all need those reminders sometimes because, you know, we live in a world that unfortunately does suppress our authentic selves and encourages that, right? So, you know, we all need that reminder every now and again to do that. But being confident isn't about some magical energy that you can manifest. You know, a lot of my clients come to me, or even people in the manifestation membership, and they say, you know, that how can I manifest being confident? And I'm like, it's not something you can just manifest. Like, I wish it was, right? But you can manifest the feelings of it, but you have to embody it. You have to be at that place where you are an energetic match to that feeling, right? To that emotion. So if you have limiting beliefs or fears underneath that, that is creating resistance or creating an energy that is stopping you from believing you are worthy and truly like freaking amazing and empowered, you know, that's what stops you from truly embodying that. You might feel it, but it's that embodiment, right? Where we're like, I am that. I like, it is a certainty. I am that. And I feel it within every fiber of my being. So you can't manifest feeling confident, but you can manifest the environment for that. And it's then down to you with your emotional body and obviously how you feel to then embody that, to be able to become that energetic match, to experience it and feel it too, if that makes sense. So giving yourself permission to express your true authentic self without the fear of judgment is the first step, absolutely. Now that is easier said than done, but when you can honor your true self and step into your power fully with those affirmations I said, working with the chakras and honoring yourself, it allows you to take action needed to feel confident and achieve your dreams. So you can see here, it's a step-by-step process of by giving yourself that permission to express your true authentic self, you're then able to step into that power and embody it and have that amazing self-love, self-worth, self-confidence, which gives you the action needed to implement and manifest your desires, right? So if you're wanting to manifest like a new job, for instance, but you're too scared to go and apply for it because you feel like, oh God, that's not for me. Like, God, people who are doing that are so much more successful than me, or, you know, whatever the story is, you know, that self-worth, that embodied confidence gives you then the kind of like motivation to step forward and say, nah. As Ed Sheeran says, you need me, man, I don't need you. So it's stepping into that confidence and realizing that actually that job is going to want you. Why wouldn't they want you? Because you're you and you're amazing and you have all the skills and talents they need. So it doesn't matter if you're less experienced or whatever, you know, whatever the situation is here. It's about realizing that you are enough exactly how you are. You are enough exactly how you are here and now today. And you just need to kindly, gently, beautifully remind yourself of that to be able to step into that true confidence and know and have that self-worth embodied as well. So moving on to self-worth quickly, because self-worth absolutely does come into this. And really when we have, you know, when we're looking at confidence, when we're looking at like stepping into your power, it's feeling worthy and it's feeling worthy and deserving of that. You can't really embody it fully without that level of self-worth, because like I said, you then have that imbalanced masculine energy, which is just like a bull in a china shop rather than like that queenness, Egyptian goddess energy. That's how I envision it, of like sitting on her throne, like, yeah, I am empowered. Yeah, I am confident, but I don't need to be a bull in a china shop about it, you know? So that's a weird analogy, but that's how I kind of see it in my head anyway, if that makes any sense to anybody whatsoever. So when we love and honor ourselves, we make better decisions, right? When we have that level of self-care and self-love, we make better decisions, whether it's through our daily habits and what we choose to do to feel joy, to feel happiness, you know, just day-to-day things. Or maybe that's even a massive decision in your life, which impacts a lot of things. So it can look very like on a small scale or on a large scale, of course, with what those decisions may be. But when you know that you're worthy and deserving of your desires, you take that action to achieve them. There are no excuses. There are no ifs, buts, whys, whens, who am I to do that? Because you know your worth and you're like, I'm here for the job. Just hand me the job. I mean, obviously don't say that to the employers, please don't. But you know, you don't want to come from that imbalanced place. But you know within yourself that actually, I am ready for this role. I am worthy and deserving of that. And if I don't get it, then they're just not the company for me, but somebody else will. And somebody else will appreciate every single thing that I bring to the table. And again, that works exactly the same in romantic relationships as well. When you have that self-worth, you know what you bring to the table and you're not going to settle for any less. You're not going to tolerate anything and you're not going to settle for any less or behavior that doesn't reflect the energy that you're bringing to the table. So self-worth is so, so important for confidence and empowerment because it really is that embodiment of making better decisions, feeling worthy and deserving. But self-worth is a pillar of self-care, self-love, and self-worth. You can't just jump to self-worth without the first two steps of self-care and self-love being, you know, nailed each week, done each week, feeling good each week, and embodied as well. So you must have the first two consistently embodied to be able to feel that self-worth. Now again, and you know, absolutely men and, you know, people who identify as non-binary as well, absolutely will have self-worth as well. But I work with a lot of women and people who identify as women, and a lot of them, including myself, have experienced self-worth issues. It's something which a lot of us women here on this earth experience because of the way the world is, unfortunately. And that is why this is so important to talk about, because manifesting from a place of power, manifesting from an empowered, aligned place where you're expressing your true authentic self, you know your worth, you don't settle for less, you're confident, you're empowered. God, manifesting from that space is so much easier and so much more fulfilling than when you're manifesting from that like half cup full energy where you're kind of like, oh, I'm not really confident, oh, I don't really have great self-worth. But you know, you're going to experience people, situations, and energy of that similar vibration. But when you are having that full cup and you're empowered, you're embodied, you're expressing your true authentic self, the universe has no other option but to reflect that exact energy through your relationships, through your work, through everything else in your world. So if you are thinking like, I need to step up my game, like I need to start, you know, just a pure example, if you run a business, like charging your worth, maybe it's speaking up to somebody in your life that you feel you need to express your authentic self to. Maybe it's stepping up your game and taking that job promotion or job opportunity and realizing that you deserve that. Whatever it is you feel you need to step up in life to truly embody this energy that I'm speaking about, like this is the time to do it. Why not? Like, why not? You know you want to do it. You know you have the power to do it. So giving yourself that permission to do it now is so going to be worth it. Is so going to be worth it. Like, think back, you know, imagine yourself in a year if you started doing this work today and how empowered you would feel, how confident and happy and fulfilled and like being that badass spiritual queen you want to be. And you would look back and be like, oh, thank God I did that last October. Like, thank God I did that. Thank God I listened to that podcast from Emma and took that action and took that advice away and worked on it. So don't let this just be a podcast that you listen to and you're like, yeah, Emma says some really good stuff. And then 10 minutes later, you've forgotten everything. And you're like getting on with your life. Take notes from this. Take this action today and you will thank yourself in 6 months, in 3 months, in a year's time, for example, when you are living the life that you want to, from the energy that you want to as well. And when you embody your worth, you naturally feel more confident in voicing your boundaries, asking for your worth at work, for example, and, you know, speaking up with confidence and authority in all areas of your life. So self-worth really does come down to the massive sort of pinnacle of this confidence and embodiment, because without that, it's almost like you're kind of like wearing a mask or wearing a wig or something. Like, you know, if you want to truly embody that, you have to have that self-worth to not need that mask, to be like, this is who I am, this is me, and I'm enough, right? So I hope this podcast has really helped you. And obviously, like, work with affirmations for self-worth. They're a great way to work on self-worth. Obviously, look into any limiting beliefs or fears you might have. You might want to do that by yourself. You might want to work with somebody in an appropriate space to do that as well. We do work through all of that in the manifestation membership as well, if you want to come and join us and do some inner work, if that would help. So do take the action. And like I said, sacral chakra, solar plexus, really, 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 really important chakras to work with all of what I've shared today. And, you know, balancing that sacral chakra is also, you know, saying no when you mean no. How many times do we, you know, in life just say yes because we feel like we have to say yes to something, whether it's a social plan or whether it's something at work or extra time or whatever it is? How many times do we want to say no, but you end up saying yes? This is the time to only say yes when you truly mean a hell yes. This is the time to lovingly say no and put your boundaries there. If you feel like you should be saying no to more things, to honor your self-worth, and honor you as well. So I hope this podcast has been really helpful, guys. I hope it's given you some really great tips and tools that you can take away and implement this week and moving forwards to really embody this confidence. But this was just a little dip your toe in moment, a little dip your toe in podcast in, like I said, the webinar, the masterclass that I'm doing in November. Stepping into your true abundant power, we're going to be doing powerful meditations to bring this in. We're going to be working on your limiting beliefs and fears. I'm going to be giving you even more tools and tips to upgrade what I've given you here to really, really step into that. So like I said, it's a super affordable masterclass. I would love to see you guys there and share that beautiful energy and help you to embody your true, beautiful, empowered, authentic, badass spiritual queen self this year, so you can go and manifest your dreams with aligned, empowered abundance and confidence. So let me know if this podcast episode resonated. You can hit me up. You can join me on my Instagram. So obviously at I Am Emma Mumford, there's a link below. Let me know how you found this podcast. Did it resonate? What did you take away from it? And of course, you can let me know in my Law of Attraction support group as well on Facebook. The link's below. It's free to join. And you can join myself and other like-minded souls where we share all things spirituality and Law of Attraction. So let me know what you are going to be doing moving forwards from today to embody everything we've spoken about. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. And I hope you all have an amazing week, whatever you're up to. All the links to what I've spoken about is in the description down below. And I hope you have a fantastic week, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.